Okay, wow, here's an update. The Strait of Hormuz is once again closed, just as we predicted. In fact, I tweeted about this very thing. I talked about it here on the podcast. So here we are now, what, 2 days after the signing of the MOU, as it's being called, you know, the Memorandum of Understanding, the so-called peace deal, which is not really a deal, but you get the idea. And Israel, of course, is completely unhinged. Israel says, we're not going to honor any agreement, and they just start bombing Lebanon, invading Lebanon more with tanks, announcing a 10-kilometer, quote, buffer zone. Anytime Israel announces a buffer zone, it means they plan to massacre more civilians, women, children, and doctors, and carry out more genocide. That's a buffer zone in the minds of the insane, demonic Zionists. And so, of course, Iran has now pulled out of the deal and said, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but Iran has said, no, either Israel honors the deal and stops the assaults on Lebanon, or there is no deal, period. So Iran has now apparently suspended the entire 60-day negotiation period. There are no negotiations underway now, and the Strait of Hormuz is reportedly going to be closed again, even though yesterday, I am showing that 24 ships transited the strait, which is, let's just roughly say, only 24% of a normal day. You know, before the war, we had, I'm saying that we had 100 commercial ships per day going through the strait. The numbers have been a little fuzzy. I've seen numbers as high as 120 ships a day, but some sources say 100 a day. Some include just tankers, and some include tankers plus other ships. So I'm just trying to simplify it here. Let's just say it's 100 a day. Well, we are nowhere near that. We had, I'm seeing 24 ships made it through the strait, and then apparently it's closed again. Just as Iran promised. Just as Iran said. Now, you have J.D. Vance now lashing out verbally against Israel, saying, and this is a direct quote, quote, my response to them would be, and this is to Israel, what is your exact proposal? You're a country of 9 million people. You can't just kill your way out of solving every single national security problem that you have. Yeah, no shit, Sherlock. That's what many of us have been saying for years. But you see, the Zionists think they can just kill their way out of everything. They're probably trying to figure out how to target Trump and J.D. Vance right now, because that's the way Zionists operate. So, you know, I honestly wouldn't be surprised at this point if we see attempts on the lives of our president and vice president. And I'm praying for their protection, by the way. I don't want to see any violence. I don't want to see them Charlie Kirked, okay? Let me just put it that way, because we know who was behind the Charlie Kirk killing. It's a Zionist. I mean, that's a whole different podcast, but you can just watch Candace Owens if you want the whole story on that. It's so obvious at this point. Anyway, J.D. Vance is berating Israel, and so is Trump in his own way, and saying, you know, you can't just destroy entire buildings just because you think one Hezbollah person is in the apartment complex, etc. So here's where we are, and this is exactly where I said we would be. Exactly. The deal was signed. Israel is now testing the deal. And what did I say yesterday? At least I posted this on social media. I said that if Iran does not immediately retaliate and show that it is in control, then Israel will be unrestrained, you know, for the foreseeable future, and they will never comply with any deal at all. So what has to happen now is Iran, and this is what Iran is doing. They have to close the strait, call off the negotiations, which is an economic retaliation. The chokehold is back on, squeezing, you know, the jugular of the world, at least the energy jugular. And now the Trump administration now has to reel in Israel, or we will be headed for an economic catastrophe. And Trump knows it. he's talked about it now in pretty much an uncensored press conference that he held. He knows that we are weeks away from oil running out, even in parts of North America, especially California. We are only months away from a global economic catastrophe, and we are less than a year away from global famine. And all of that is going to be on Trump's lap. Trump will get the blame for all of that if he doesn't stop Israel from continuing to escalate this war. Now, Israel is so unhinged, so bloodthirsty at this point, so irrational. Every observer that is intelligent now sees Iran as being the rational actor and Israel as being the irrational actor. Trump, J.D. Vance have turned against the Zionists, apparently, at this point. I don't think it's an act. And apparently there's some effort to draw down U.S. troops or naval vessels and some aircraft, etc., from the region. That has apparently begun. I don't know the details of it, but I read some reports that that is beginning, although 30 days are allotted for that transition. It takes time to move, you know, military equipment and troops and everything else. It takes a lot of time. So that process has apparently begun. I'm going to suggest that if the U.S. military is looking for something useful to do, go land in Tel Aviv and arrest the war criminals there. Arrest Gavir and Netanyahu and all the others there. You want to stop the war? You want to restore peace to the world? You want to actually restore the flow of oil, energy, fertilizer? You want to avert economic catastrophe, industrial collapse, famine? You want to avert all that? Put your troops into Tel Aviv and arrest the war criminals. Because that's the source of the problem. That's what the military should be doing. If you want to defend America's interest, you have to arrest Netanyahu. You have to stop the terrorist regime that is Israel under the control of those bloodthirsty lunatics there who are currently running it. There's no other way. Now, do I think Trump is going to do that? I doubt it. I very much doubt it because of all the political pressure on him. In fact, we'll be lucky if he doesn't get swamped by the, you know, the Zionist donors and all the power throughout the Senate and Congress, etc. We'll be lucky. But that's what should be done in order to restore peace to the world. What Trump can do is he can simply withdraw support from Israel. And he can start saying that now, and this is going to be the real test. Will he say that? Will he publicly say to Netanyahu, hey, buddy, you either stop the bombing in Lebanon or we are withdrawing all aid, all financial aid, military aid, intelligence aid, everything. We're going to pull it out of Israel, maybe permanently, and then you're going to be on your own. If Trump just says that, that could be the difference right there. That could force Israel's hand and force Israel to stand down from its continued expansionist war of aggression and genocide against its neighbors, which now it's targeting, of course, southern Lebanon. Of course, Israel knows no limit to its mass slaughter. You know, it started with Gaza and the West Bank, and of course, it's just going to continue all the way through Lebanon, all the way up to Beirut, and then into southern Turkey. You know, if no one stops Israel, they're going to end up going to war with, you know, Jordan and Egypt and Saudi Arabia and everybody in between, for God's sake. So sooner or later, you know, you can't reason with the terror regime that comes out of Tel Aviv. You can't reason with them. The reasonable people are in Tehran, it turns out, as we have seen. You have to stop them. And number one is to stop supporting them. At the very least, that's what Trump should do. And then we might avert global economic catastrophe. So I don't know the answer to this. I don't know if that's going to happen. I kind of think it won't happen. And by the way, you may recall earlier this week, I said there is an 80% chance, remember that, that Netanyahu will sabotage this peace deal before today, Friday. I said there's an 80% chance. Sure enough, boom, it happened. Because that was the easiest prediction in the world. I should have said a 99% chance, but I was trying to be a little bit more optimistic. Of course, Netanyahu's going to sabotage the deal. Of course. now it's the test of Trump's lifetime to see if he is willing to hold his ground and, if necessary, pull all support for Israel. And if he doesn't do it, well, then Trump is going to be probably removed from office for his role in the worst economic disaster and the worst war defeat, the worst geopolitical disaster in America's history. That's where this is headed if Trump allows Netanyahu to continue to be his puppet master. If Netanyahu dictates the terms, Trump will go down in history as the worst failure of any U.S. president of all of them. Yeah, that includes, you know, Jimmy Carter. That includes Harry Truman, for God's sake. You know, it includes them all. The upshot for you and I is that we must assume the worst case here. We must assume, because it's actually the most likely case, we must assume that Trump caves for a number of reasons. Maybe he's blackmailed, maybe he's threatened, maybe he has a change of heart, maybe whatever. Maybe he's offered some big multi-billion dollar deal or something. We have to assume Trump caves. We have to assume the strait is closed again, and we have to assume that the energy chokehold on our world worsens and continues indefinitely. Because do you see a way out of this? I mean, we just saw a narrow path to peace, you know, threading the eye of the needle to, you know, invoke scripture here, like threading the eye of the needle of peace is what Trump has been trying to do by signing this MOU. And yet, all of these forces of satanic destruction and evil, like Mark Levin and others, just want endless destruction and suffering and mass death because, well, they are driven by demonic influences, obviously. That's all they want is war and suffering and death. And if Trump listens to them, then we're all going to pay the price. We're all going to pay the price. So if you've been out there buying a diesel tank and you're awaiting shipment of that diesel tank, it's very wise. You should continue to get that diesel tank. If you have been buying, you know, solar products like I've been advocating and also purchasing and setting up, I'm going to give you a demo in the studio pretty soon. You should continue on that path because there is no certainty that energy is going to come out of the Persian Gulf. No certainty at all. If you've been thinking about growing more food or you bought garden seeds or you bought more stored food, that is very wise. Continue on that path. Make no assumptions about a positive outcome here. We are not out of the woods, not even close. In fact, we're deep in the dark woods. We're lost in the woods at this point. You know, tripping over the tree roots and the brambles and everything else. We're deep in the woods. Like Hansel and Gretel, you know, being stalked by like child-eating demons in the woods. You know, that's where that story comes from. The witches and everything. Sorcery. That's where we actually are, deep in the woods. Surrounded by the darkness of satanic demons who run Israel at this point and who run, you know, a lot of the so-called Christian churches in America, the Zionist Christian churches that support all of this. They are demonic entities who are self-identifying as Christian pastors, obviously. That's become rather obvious as well. So continue to prepare and assume the worst until we know any different. Assume the worst until we know any different. My friend Michael Yon posted the following, quote, chance of lasting peace breaking out with Zionists armed and running amok are somewhere between 0.00000001% and zero. That's Michael Yon being an optimist, by the way. That's, yeah. Exactly. There's almost no chance that we're going to have lasting peace. Uh, not not under these current conditions. And now, making matters even more insane, you see, so Netanyahu and Israel are paying U.S. influencers to attack anybody that supports Trump's peace deal. Even though that's illegal under, you know, FARA, F-A-R-A, the foreign agent activity, that's completely illegal, but that's exactly what's happening. So if you see people attacking myself or Tucker Carlson or Alex Jones or Harrison Smith or anybody else, or Stu Peters or anybody, almost all of those people are paid shills for the demonic Zionists. If they are still on the side of Netanyahu, they are being paid off. Because there's no actual rational, reasonable person who is still in that camp. Everybody has left that camp, except for those on the payroll. And if there's somebody out there who would take money to shill for the genocidal mass murderers, think about how evil that person is. Because they're out there. You should also plan, by the way, for much higher oil prices yet to come. I know that oil has plummeted very low recently because of the signing of this MOU. But that's because of the expectation that oil is going to flow at historical rates through the Strait of Hormuz. And yet, that's not the case at all. You know, it's interesting that J.D. Vance is talking about reality, which is that's very important. He's chiding the Israelis for ignoring reality. But the reality, the actual reality of the situation is that the oil is still not flowing at the levels that we need, not even close, right? I was just talking earlier about, you know, maybe 24%. And that lasted one day, maybe 2 days max, and then boom, back to zero. So the oil's not flowing, which means we haven't, you know, we don't have a solution in place for the shortage of the crude, the heavy crude that America needs, that America imports. We don't have a solution for the coming jet fuel scarcity or the diesel shortage, especially in California, as I've mentioned before. We don't have a solution for the missing fertilizer shipments or the helium shipments or the sulfuric acid shipments or the polyethylene shipments. I mean, let me give you an example of this. You know how I do plumbing with PEX expansion fittings. And the expansion fittings, and by the way, this is the best way in the world to do plumbing. It's just amazing. You have to have these expansion rings on each side of a fitting, and then you buy a special expansion tool, and it expands the PEX pipe with the ring, and you shove the fitting in, you know, like a coupler or a T or whatever, and then the ring shrinks back down, and typically within 60 seconds, it seals that up, no glue, no chemicals. You don't have to wait for anything to dry. You can just start the plumbing. You could turn on the water, usually within like a minute or two. I've been using this for years. It's great. Well, these rings, let me put it this way. I used to be able to buy these 1¼-inch rings for maybe like 75 cents each or something like that. And these are called ProPEX rings with a stop. It's just part of the structure of the ring. I used to be able to buy these for, again, like 75 cents each. They're made out of a special kind of polyethylene. Now, if you go to Amazon.com right now and you search for a 1¼-inch ProPEX ring with stop, the price for one of those rings is $28. One ring that used to cost less than a dollar. Now, I know, and again, I'm talking about 1¼-inch, so it's a larger ring. I know you can buy these on other sites for less, but my point is that the only reason it's $28 per ring on Amazon is because of the closure of the Strait of Hormuz. The polyethylene is running out. The supply chain is beginning to collapse, even for plumbing supplies, if you can believe that. What do you think happens if the Strait stays closed for another 90 days, which is exactly what Israel wants? Israel wants the whole world to burn. The whole world to suffer, because they actually want the entire world to go to war against Israel, because in their cult, they think that God is going to save them. No. God condemns them
for what they have done to God's children already. Nobody's coming to save Israel because they've already gone all in with Satan at this point. And all they want is mass destruction and suffering and famine and starvation and death. And if Trump doesn't stop them, or if somebody doesn't stop them, that's exactly what Israel is going to deliver to the world, is global suffering and mass death. Why do you think some of the key COVID vaccine technology came out of Israel, huh? Yeah, see, connect the dots, same reason. Global depopulation agenda. And there's a lot more to that story, but that's a different podcast. So get prepared for rising fuel prices. Get prepared for more scarcity. If the situation improves in any way, I will definitely cover it, and I'll be very happy about it. But right now, the whole world needs to focus on stopping demonic evil. And that begins in Tel Aviv. And that begins with Netanyahu. The entire world needs to join in an alliance to stop Israel. If the world doesn't do that, then the whole world burns. That's where we are. That's the reality that J.D. Vance is referring to. That's the reality. So, ponder that, huh? And also, join me and Colonel Douglas McGregor in praying for Trump's safety, believe it or not. And I say Colonel Douglas McGregor because he also has expressed publicly in interviews concern about the Zionists potentially targeting Trump. And even though McGregor and myself and others have been very critical of Trump for starting this war, we all support Trump doing something to work towards an exit that ends the conflict. And I think I can say that comfortably. I'm not trying to speak for Colonel McGregor. He's clearly quite capable of speaking for himself, but I think I'm faithfully restating what he has said publicly. He supports the exit. He supports any reasonable peace deal. And, you know, at this point, the only path to peace is you have to meet Iran's demands. You know, that's what happens when you lose the war, by the way, which is what happened. I mean, the U.S. military has lost this war. So when you surrender, you have to meet the demands of the victor. And the victor is clearly Iran. Israel thinks it doesn't have to abide by any rules at all. Not the rules of God, the rules of war, the rules of economics, nothing. And Israel needs to be given a dose of reality. And the only way that can happen is if Trump pulls all support for Israel. Block it all. Shut it down faster than USAID, you know? Shut it all down. Basically, all the sanctions that existed against Iran should now be moved to Israel. The U.S. should have permanent economic sanctions against Israel, against imports, exports, banking, sales of everything. And that's the only way we will ever have peace in our world. That should be discussed more broadly, I think, you know. When a country acts like a rogue terror nation that just commits genocide and abides by no rule of law whatsoever, you have to, you know, cut off the financial blood supply to that country. And then maybe they will no longer have the funds to carry out their genocide. And then we could actually maybe have a future as a human civilization that doesn't go into nuclear war. You know, imagine that. All right, well, pray for peace and pray for Trump's safety right now here, and pray that he stays this course on peace. And I will keep you posted as best I can, and continue to stay prepared, get prepared, do whatever you can, and we'll see where this goes. We are nowhere out of the woods yet. Just keep that in mind through this weekend. All right, I'm Mike Adams here. You can follow my work at brightvideos.com, naturalnews.com, and you can follow me on X at Health Ranger or brighttown.social. I'm also Health Ranger there, brighttown.io, and on Telegram, I'm Real Health Ranger. Be very careful on Telegram because some people are impersonating me there and trying to scam you out of your crypto, I've learned. Sadly, that happened to one of my listeners who let us know about that. So anyway, Real Health Ranger is the only channel on Telegram. And I will never ask you to send me crypto, just to be clear. Obviously, I would not. That's no. All right. Thank you for listening. Be safe. Be well. Take care.
Stock up on the long-term storable Ranger Bucket Set. 536 servings of clean organic superfoods for your survival pantry. Certified organic and lab tested for purity. Order now at healthrangerstore.com.